In this episode, you'll learn how to eliminate the "I thought it was someone else's job" excuse in a way that will jumpstart productivity and help you with your problem solving and conflict resolution. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Welcome to the show. Today, you're going to get a specific tool you can use to create ownership and eliminate a really common leadership headache. This is where everyone looks at each other and says, "Hey, I thought you were doing that." And now we're all behind. We have a fire drill and we have to play catch up. When you consistently use this tool, you'll set the stage for accountable follow through. You'll eliminate deadline related anxiety, and you're going to improve problem solving and conflict resolution. I actually just got out of a meeting with a client where they were talking about this issue of, you know, you go to do a product launch and you've got your sales team, your product development team, your marketing team, and they're not on the same page because everyone thought it was somebody else's job to have the communication to make that happen. And so many performance issues you'll run into as a leader come down to this missing ingredient. And I'm sure that you've been a part of these meetings. You know, the meeting seemed productive. There's great discussion. Everyone's nodding along. Everyone's aligned. But a couple of days later, no one's sure exactly who owns what. And someone says, "Wait, was I supposed to do that?" That's what creating ownership is all about. Alignment isn't enough. You need clarity, commitment, and a clear next step forward. And you have a specific phrase here that you can use to do that. So the phrase you want to use is, who will do what, by when, and how will we know? So I'm going to unpack this, walk through this a little bit. But to create ownership, if you can consistently get in the habit of asking, who's doing what, by when, and how will we know? You're going to turn all those good intentions that people have into really clear, straightforward responsibilities. If you've been listening for a while, what we're doing here is combining checking for understanding along with scheduling the finish. And I'll unpack again how all this works. You're not micromanaging. You're making decisions and taking actions and helping the team to take action is going to stick and there's going to be follow through. The goal here is building momentum and trust. So when ownership is clear, the work will move because people know what's theirs. No one's duplicating effort. There's accountability without having to chase because there's a specific finish line. Everyone knows when that's going to happen. They know what the next steps are, the handoffs, and so forth. And if something's not happening the way it needs to, it becomes much easier to spot what's off and get that fixed early on in the process. So when you create ownership, it's going to help you turn those aligned ideas into concrete actions, clarify who's doing what before confusion sets in, build trust because you'll have consistency and follow through. You'll keep momentum going between meetings. You're going to have less problem solving to do in the first place because you've already done the clarity work up front. Your conflict resolution becomes easier because who is responsible for which elements? A lot easier to follow through on that. And you're going to avoid all the frustration, duplication, the silent delays. All right. So that's all the benefits of it. We're going to transform those conversations and good intentions into real progress. So here's how it works. You're not being controlling. Again, want to emphasize that. Who will do what, by when, how will we know? This is your key phrase. Ask it at the end of every conversation. Get it on your agendas. We have many clients of ours who have taken this phrase and they actually put it on any meeting agenda. We're not walking away from this conversation until we've identified who is doing what, by when, and how will we know? And so let's just break that down, talk about a little bit. Who? So specifically, you're creating ownership right off the bat. Who is doing the thing? And who might be all of us if there's a specific action that all of us need to take. But this isn't a general or a generic kind of, well, everyone's going to take action because if everyone's responsible, no one's responsible. This is specifically who is doing what. So if you have a shared action that multiple people are doing, we're going to be very clear about that. So each of us is going to call our three largest clients, or David is going to call this client, get this information, and then do something with it. All right. So very specifically, who will do what? It's pretty straightforward. In asking that, we are also checking for understanding. We're finding out what people's understanding of responsibility is and what those next steps are. So if there's any vagueness, if anyone's not clear, or we have just different understandings of it, it automatically gives us a chance to resolve all that. Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey, PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. All right, well, let's get to the next part of this. So we got who will do what. Next, we go to by when and how will we know. And what we're doing here is scheduling the finish. So again, scheduling the finish is a conversation about competing priorities, feasibility, and the result of that conversation is something that goes on everyone's calendar who has a stake or is involved in that. So if we're having a team meeting about a particular process, who's doing what, by when, how will we know? That how will we know part is creating, it's baking accountability in from the beginning. So let's say that we're having a conversation about a process that involves acquiring information from our customers. So first step, we're each going to call those our three accounts, our three largest accounts. We're going to ask them these questions. We're going to get this information. We're going to put it in a shared spreadsheet by Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, East Coast time in the U.S. All right, well, that's the who's doing what by when. The how will we know part is we should all see that data in the spreadsheet. What's the next step after that? Well, if the next step after that is that David's marketing team is going to be taking that and producing a one-page client communication piece based on that information, when will we have that? That should come back to us, let's say, the following Thursday, by the end of day, 5 p.m. Eastern. We'll know that that's been done because we've received the communication piece. So there's accountability baked in both ways here. The first line of accountability is that the marketing team will be looking at that spreadsheet and saying, all right, we've got all the information. It's 5 p.m. Friday, or we don't. If we don't, they'll automatically know they need to make the phone calls, have the Slack messages, text messages, Microsoft Teams, whatever you do to communicate. They're going to reach out to the folks they don't have the information from, say, hey, it's Friday, it's 5, I don't have your information. Is it coming? The how will we know part on the other end is by next Thursday, 5 p.m., we should all see that communication piece. And if we don't see it, we'll know. So that how will we know piece is what is the handoff? What's the next step? And it doesn't mean that everyone is informing everybody on the team of everything that happens. The how will we know is how will the people who need to know? That might just be you as the team leader. It might be a colleague who's receiving information or work product or whatever it might be. But there's always some way of defining progress and baking in the accountability. And that's the magic of this phrase. Who will do what, by when, and how will we know? So if we go back to that conversation that we were talking about earlier, so there's a product launch and you've got your product team, your sales team, and your marketing team, and they're getting to product launch, product's ready to go, sales is ready to go, and marketing's saying, wait a minute, I didn't know we'd actually decided that we're launching that, and no one told me. Well, whose job was that? Organizationally, if this is the first time it happened, this is a signal that you need to be having this conversation more frequently. Like all the time. Who's doing what, by when, how will we know? If you're having this trouble repeatedly, that's a sign that you need to invest in some systems for clarity. So how is that decision to launch a new product made? How's the discussion about everybody's involvement, what sales can do, what marketing can do, what your product dev team can do? They're all involved in that discussion up front so that you know you have a feasible decision going forward. And then everybody has some defined responsibilities in terms of cascading that. So you want to define some of those things. If you're consistently running into this with processes that you do regularly, that's a sign that you need to invest in your systems and get that clarity there. And then you can have accountability to those. So who will do what, by when, and how will we know? That might be an in-the-moment discussion at the end of a brainstorming session where you come up with a good new idea. Or it might be a really systematized way of doing the thing that you do all the time. Either way, if you'll make sure you have those elements, specifically who, will do what, by when, and what's the follow-up, what's the next step, the handoff, how will we know? Ask it before the conversation ends, every time. And I can guarantee you, the work will move, you'll have the ownership you need. When things aren't working, you'll have the ability to have the follow-up conversations about it in a way that really uncovers where the hiccups are, the friction points, anything systemic that's keeping results from happening the way they need to. People won't be wondering what's next. You're going to reduce your amount of conflict in the first place. You'll be better able to solve those problems. People won't be wondering. They'll own it. They'll deliver. Who will do what, by when, and how will we know? An incredibly powerful phrase to help you with your productivity. And if you want more specific game-changing phrases like that one, I'd encourage you to check out our book, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. You'll get 300 plus phrases to help your team work better together, reduce stress, and even calm difficult customers. It's available everywhere, and I know since you like listening, you might want to know it's available also in audio format. Karen and I are narrating. That's Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Thanks as always to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford, over at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Brooke Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you to be the leader you'd want your boss to be.